G'day, welcome to Partakers and to our series where we are looking at excerpts from the teachings of Seraphim of Sarov of the 18th and 19th centuries. He is one of the most renowned Russian saints in the Eastern Orthodox Church. Part 15. Identifying movements of the heart. When a person accepts anything godly, then he rejoices in his heart. But when he has accepted anything devilish, then he becomes tormented. Having accepted anything godly, the heart of a Christian does not demand outside persuasion that it is from the Lord, but becomes convinced through the act itself that this acceptance is something heavenly, because he feels the spiritual fruits in himself. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperaments. But if the devil were to transform himself even into an angel of light, see 2 Corinthians 11 verse 14, or presented thoughts of the worthiest appearance, the heart still would feel some sort of doubts, trouble in its thoughts, and disturbance of feelings. The devil is like a lion, hiding in ambush, Psalm 9 verse 29. He secretly sets out nets of unclean and unholy thoughts, so it is necessary to break them off as soon as we notice them, by means of pious reflection and prayer. During the singing of psalms, feats, and great vigilance are demanded for our mind to be in conformity with our heart and lips, for otherwise stench is added to the incense in our prayers. For the Lord disdains a heart with unclean thoughts. Let us continually, day and night, fall before the face of the goodness of God with tears, that he purify our hearts of any evil thought, so that we might worthily bring him the gifts of our service. When we do not accept the evil thoughts put in us by the devil, we perform a good deed. The unclean spirit has a strong influence only on the passionate, but those purified of passions he touches only indirectly and externally. A person in their youth cannot avoid being disturbed by physical thoughts, but they must pray to the Lord God that the spark of depraved passions dies out at the very beginning. Then the flame within them will not become more intense.
Thanks for listening as we look at this ancient book of the church. Come back every day to Partakers. www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something added to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later. Dave Roberts, signing out.